In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we are attempting to spell the final word of the 2025 Spelling Bee. Could you play it again, please? The word?
Your word is... Eclaircy small.
Is how the spelling bee guy said it today.
See, that sounded different than...
Well, it's a French word.
Yeah.
Eclaircy small.
So I'm having trouble with... I feel actually pretty confident about
really?
The... Well, it's éclair is French.
I went with...
So E-C-L-A-I-R, right?
Yes, I did the same thing.
Okay.
I went with
so that
éclair.
That part is not hard.
Which, by the way, probably means it's not right.
Is that right? Are we... How are we doing?
Do you want to get to the end of the word first to see if you're right, or do you want me to tell you halfway through if you're right?
I want you to tell us halfway through if we got the éclair part right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we both want éclair.
So where it gets hard is right now.
Yes.
Is it an S? Is it a C? C-C-Mon. And I'm having trouble with the ending. Like, is it Mon? Like M-O-N? Is it...
Your word is... Éclair C-Small.
C-Small. But he said it's 15 letters.
And I thought it was CC mom. But so this is what I did. Because I thought there was a CC mom. So I went with two. I went E-C-L-A-I-R-S-E-I. Like this. I went with like the same.
You threw in an extra I just because you needed another letter, didn't
you? And like the river, right? The river Seine. Yeah. See, I don't know. I went with that. I don't know why I was thinking the Seine River. So I went S-E-I-S-A-M-A-H-E.
Okay.
C-C-Ma.
I have éclair, E-C-L-A-I-R, and then I went S-I-S-S-E-M-O-N-E. S.
No, and it wasn't really even close.
All right, what did we get?
What is it? After so we got éclair,
right? We got
right?
éclair, right.
From let's see, what was this kid's name? Young? I don't remember his name.
At least we're
here
both trying to think along the same lines.
Yeah. Éclair C small. E C L A I R C I S S E M E N T. Éclair C small.
That is correct.
No, I wasn't that far.
Yeah, I mean,
I got the S and the C wrong.
I S S E.
I was right. I S S E M. I was right. But it's meant, not mon. Like, so when they say mon, it's spelled
there's
meant.
T, yeah.
Yeah, I should have got
one more time.
Éclair C small. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclair C small.
That is correct.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Look how Rob's trying to claim that he's close.
I am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12. I got 12 of the 15 letters correct.
Yeah, but not in the right order.
And you also got like the seventh one wrong, so you didn't even make it halfway before you were incorrect.
I got the CS wrong, but other than that...
Not bad.
Listen, I'm taking that as a W.
I got it. Rob, all right, well, hey, you did better than me.
I'm taking that as a W.
Freaking bitch.
Boy, that is so... I'm really enjoying that. It's a it's a nice addition.
Hey, we're on time, right?
Are we?
So we can start a new. Yeah, so we can. Okay,
yeah, you got a new story.
So what is the deal with this band?
Oh,
bit you were talking about.
I got home last night. I met a buddy for a buddy for a drink, and then I got home, and the BTJ and Oren were watching the third Bill and Ted, which don't. It is such. It's just. It's an awful movie. So bad.
No way.
And I tried watching it years ago when it came out. It came out during the pandemic. And I was like, why are you watching this? And they're like, I don't know. It was on. So they were watching it. And in the plot of that is, of course, Bill and Ted's kids have to save the day. And they're both like teenage girls. Because why wouldn't they be? So they have to go back and they create. They use the Bill and Ted time machine to go back and assemble a band that will save the world by playing like the ultimate song, right? And so they go back and they start by getting Jimmy, or they get Louis Armstrong, and then they get Jimi Hendrix. They get a caveman to drum for, they get a cave person. I think it's a cave woman to drum. Sheila? They get, I think they get Mozart to play the keys. They get like an ancient, like Chinese flautist. They go get some famous, like from the 12th century,
okay,
to play the flute, and then they get Death from Bill and Ted 2. He's on the bass, and then it's Bill and Ted, right? So that's the band. And I was like, God, this movie is so bad. And my daughter goes, yeah, this movie may suck, but if you had to Bill and Ted it, what's your band? And I was like, oh, you can put together. And she goes, it begins and ends with, and we both looked at each other and we said, Freddie
Mercury.
Yeah. We were like literally on the same page. We're like, it begins with Freddie. Like you go back in the time machine, you go back to 1981 and you get Freddie.
He's incredible. But I have a hot take about this.
Okay.
Because you posed this before the show.
Yes.
And so I was thinking about it, and I am not going to go Freddie only because he's incredible.
Yeah.
I want my front man. Let's put it this way. Mine is guitar centric.
Sure.
Therefore, I don't like Freddie is almost too much for my band.
He's a showman.
Well, I love the showmanship, but his voice is so big,
yeah,
that I want a little bit of a, I want the guitar to be the
someone
vocal.
Who can dial it back a little bit.
And this is one of the things we talked about, because what I didn't like about the dumbass Bill and Ted kids, they were all over the map. Like, you know, you got to, like, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, this isn't the greatest musicians of all time. I'm forming a rock,
yes,
band. So I went, and she goes, well, what would you do? I said, I went lead singer. I went two guitar players because I want double guitars. Pearl Jam has double guitars.
I have three guitars in my band.
Yeah, that's fine, because the lead singer sometimes, like, if you got James Hetfield as the lead singer, you would get a rhythm guitarist by default if you want to go that. I went two lead guitar. I went Freddie, who doesn't play guitar. I went with a bass player. I went with, obviously, a drummer. And then
who'd you put on bass?
Well, we can talk about it.
Oh, not ready to reveal.
Well, I thought we were going to break.
No, we're on time. Yeah, we're doing good.
And then I went keyboard player. I want a keyboard player in mind, because I think an underrated aspect of a good rock band is a kick-ass keyboard player. So that's what I went with. But you can go with this.
Well, I have three. I'm only going by humans.
Yeah.
And the sound that I think would just be freaking
rad.
Yeah,
I did not pick. My daughter goes, well, you have to keep Death. And I'm like, I understand. But for the purposes of this, I went with a bass player.
I've got three guitarists, a drummer, and a singer.
Okay.
And the singer can strum if he wants.
Sure.
Are you ready? Or do you want me to go first?
You want to go pick by pick? You want to go full band?
Yeah, I think you guys should like each pick a front man, then each goes.
So you know mine. Mine begins and ends, but and
you
that
went
was my
Freddie.
I get in the time machine, and that's my very first pick. Is I'm going back, and we're getting Freddie. I said, brother, we got to save the world and you, so you don't die. Because by the way, we can fix AIDS now. We can't really cure it, but like Freddie doesn't have to die. Freddie, you're coming in here, and we're gonna blow the door off this bitch.
Paul McCartney will be my lead.
I understand,
because his vocal I think fits with what I'm trying to do. You'll see what I'm trying to do.
And it's a little more understated.
Yeah, it's not Freddie.
Yeah.
I need
AO coming at me.
I got to be honest with you. I really debated this.
Yeah.
Steve Perry. I might go Steve
got
Perry.
Some pipes.
So you aren't going with like a hard rock. You're going more.
Well, I am, but my vocalist is not.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Okay. So what do you got, Buckley? You doing anything over there? Are you being a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like bands. I don't dissect
Buckley's
them.
Buckley's out on this bit.
Yeah, I kind of
Okay,
am.
Fine.
Buckley,
screw
are you... Do you not... Is your wife not let you listen to music?
That's right. She doesn't let me listen to music.
Oh, you only listen to, like, her music, right?
I just listen to her.
That's disappointing.
Can I give you all three? So I have no bassist.
I like music a lot. I don't think I can go through and be like, I like this drummer from this band. Like, I just like the band and I like the way they sound.
You're out. Shut up.
Shut up.
You freaking bitch.
I have three guitarists.
Right, you go.
I don't know much about bassists.
Well, I'll go two. So you give me your guitar, I'll go mine.
Well, I have three guitarists.
I don't. Who's your first guitarist? Who's your first pick?
Do I have to rank them?
Yeah. Who's your first pick?
Jack White.
Oh, okay. My first was, I'm getting in the time machine, and he's dead. Some of my guys are alive.
Yeah.
And like Jack White, you don't have to. He's alive. You just go meet
Dead's
Jack.
Dead's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got the time machine. Yeah. I'm going back. We're getting Eddie.
Okay. That's fine. That's fair.
I'm getting Eddie Van Halen.
So, Eddie, you've already got Eddie with Freddie.
Eddie with Freddie.
I mean, that right there.
We're bringing some heat.
I mean, you don't need anyone else.
No, we're bringing some heat.
Now, bass, I don't know enough bassists.
Yeah.
So,
my bass player
I don't know who.
Is, and this is the only member of my favorite band that actually made the list. I'm going back and I'm getting, again, all dead so far. I'm getting the late, great Cliff Burton, who was Metallica's original bass player. We're going to cliff them all.
Okay.
And Cliff Burton was an amazing bass player. I mean, obviously, like, the best bass player you already have in the band, dude. Paul McCartney.
Yeah, he played bass. He did everything.
Yeah, but he was mainly a bass player.
Yeah.
So you have
could use him as the bassist.
Yeah, you have a bass player and you don't even realize it.
Yeah, but I don't think we need... Well, wait till you hear my trifecta here.
Okay.
So now I've got David Gilmour with Jack White.
Interesting.
Which might make me...
Yeah. Are you going to have a moment?
Yes.
Now, if one were to wonder, what band is David Gilmour from?
Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Buckley, I've never...
Before
come
my time!
I've never come close to slapping you, but if you were in this room... That might have been the one that the back of the hands. Did you just ask, one might inquire, what band?
One might.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Uh-oh. Which is worse, not knowing what band? And by the way, you aren't much younger than us.
No, I'm not.
So which is worse, him not knowing that Wayne Gretzky won a Stanley
Ooh,
Cup?
That's worse.
Or David Gilmour? What band is David Gilmour in?
I think Gretzky's worse. But
I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, because he's a sports guy. And then my third guitarist is Tom Morello.
Yeah,
so
Tom's
great. I want Tom Morello, Jack White, and David Gilmour jamming together with a combination of Steve Perry or Paul McCartney on vocals and McCartney on bass.
And if someone were to wonder, Tom Morello plays for...
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
God.
Just
shut serious. Up. Just stay
Who?
Out of it.
Who is it?
He's a
he's
one
a
of
guitarist
the,
for who?
He's one of the great guitarists. He was the lead guitarist for what's its name?
Oh, you don't know either.
No, I just know him.
Uh-huh.
I know his
what
band.
What band did he play for?
I forget his band.
Oh!
It's Tom Morello. Everybody knows Tom Morello.
Yeah, Tom
what
Morello.
Was his
bad
band?
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Rage.
Oh,
right.
Sure. You
but he
that.
Does a lot of stuff outside
he
of
Rage. He is widely considered one of the best guitar players of
so
all time.
So Jack White, Tom Morello, David Gilmour, Steve Perry and or Paul McCartney up front, and I've got Animal on drums.
See, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's what I got.
I didn't
that's
even
my
think,
band.
I didn't even think of Animal.
Yeah, because he'll just... I mean, the sound of this band is the guitar of those three geniuses, and it's going to be gold.
That's really...
So Animal can just play along.
Really stinking good.
And then Steve Perry can maybe belt out a few.
So I went with... Eddie was my first pick. He's my lead guitar. Cliff Burton, Cliff Amal, is playing bass. And I know he's still alive, but I'm going back to 1968. I'm getting prime Jimmy Page.
Okay.
Jimmy Page, for me, because like I know everyone loves Hendrix. His guitar playing is amazing, but I like the Zeppelin stuff better than that. And Jimmy Page, to me, is the... Him or Eddie are the two greatest guitar players of all time.
I think that's fair.
So I want Jimmy Page and I want Eddie, and we're just dueling. We're just going back and forth between those two. The range of that, plus Zeppelin has this isn't like a heavy metal. This is like, again, because I got Freddie, we're playing some, you know, this is going to be a little softer hard rock than a true metal. So I got Jimmy Page, Because I thought about, you know, there's so many good guitar players. You can do, you could do Jimmy, you could do
Led
Slash.
Zeppelin. I know that one.
Yeah, you at least you. Hey, thank nice. God you
Buckley's
knew
back.
Jimmy Page. Thank God. Now on the drums.
You think he looked that up?
I did not.
I certainly.
Hand of God, I did not.
Okay. Do you know who the lead singer of Led Zeppelin was?
Robert Plant.
Okay.
Thank is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Robert. No, it was Robert Palmer.
And then on drums, I'm taking Dave Grohl because, damn it, I want Dave Grohl in
fair
my
enough
band.
Yeah. You love him.
You know who would appreciate playing with this more than anyone? Dave Grohl is the most, like, that man loves rock and roll more than any other human being I think that's ever lived. I thought about Taylor Hawkins. But
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But I'm taking Dave. And then the key to this whole thing that's going to bring it together is, again, much like Jimmy Page, I'm not taking Jimmy Page now. I don't want this man now. Because you think about him now, you're going to be like, that doesn't fit in, right? Because we're playing some rock here. But there's some bluesy rock here. I want 1975, coked out of his mind, giant glasses, platform heels, feather boa, sequin, Elton effing John is rounding out my band playing the keyboards.
Wow, okay.
Not this Elton. No, no, no.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant,
Elton.
Drugged out Elton.
All right.
And we're bringing the heat.
It's a good band.
And he's back there lighting pianos on fire. Let's freaking go.
It's a good band.
That's my band.
Have you ever seen the, there's a YouTube of Jimmy Page, The Edge? Is it The Edge? The YouTube
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
The Edge?
Yeah.
And Jack White?
Yeah, it's called It Might Get Loud, and it's incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
Yes. It's a documentary about playing the guitar.
Yeah, and those three are just sitting in a room teaching each other licks.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You got to watch that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can find it. It's wherever. But
it's wherever.
It's, well, I mean, it's Netflix or
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube, wherever you want to find it.
Greatness.
Yes. It's really, really good.
All right. Well, great job by Ryan Buckley.
Boy, I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, we learned something. He's not a big music guy.
No.
He's just not.
Like, bands are a blind... Not, I shouldn't even say bands are a blind spot. I feel like I know plenty of bands. I don't know the players who make them up.
Can I ask you this? And do you know who made up the Beatles?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, no.
Who?
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr and George Harrison.
Oh, okay. Because the Zeppelin
it's not
one,
that bad. Jeez.
Zeppelin's kind of Zeppelin scared me. That you like.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Well, you came up with Plant.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Zeppelin drummer was?
No. The other one I got in my back pocket?
I don't know who the
Neil Zeppelin. Peart, Rush. Everyone always says he's the greatest drummer ever.
John Bonham is considered to be the greatest drummer of all time. And he was Led Zeppelin's drummer.
Or Neil Peart.
And when Bonham died, that was kind of the end of Led Zeppelin. I'm just happy you knew who Jimmy Page was.
Yeah.
That... Maybe.
I know Keith Richards, too.
I mean, there's so many good ones. Honestly, if it wasn't Freddie, because again, the sort of sound I'm going for, it's not really like a metal. Otherwise, it'd be James Hetfield, who's my favorite band of all time, Metallica. If it wasn't Freddie, I was kind of kicking back and forth on where do you go? And Steven Tyler was one that came to me. Because I kind of want a flamboyant, like, dude, that guy is an absolute machine. And then, as Buckley just brought up, which actually came up with a real name, Mick would also be an incredible Universal frontman.
Well, yeah.
Show me.
I feel like that's low-hanging fruit, though.
I'm just happy he knew who Mick Jagger was.
Well, yeah, and Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Of Aerosmith.
No. I don't know Aerosmith's guitarist, but I know Steve Tyler.
Joe Perry.
Yeah, Joe Perry. A great
guitar player. Yeah. Someone said, I'm with Buck. You guys are music snobs. It's not a music snob to know who.
No, yeah. But to shame other people about not knowing music is a snobby music thing.
Well, I mean, some of that is.
You didn't know who David Gilmour was.
Well, Isaac picked Tom Morello and didn't know who he was either.
Oh, I know who Tom Morello is. That's why I picked him. I forgot his band.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Rage guy, but I'm a Tom Morello guy.
Yeah. Tom Morello is a savant.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Just feel like those three guys together would be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of it is like, you should really know that, you know, as a human being, you know. But maybe that is the definition of snobbing.
It's possible.
I think it's like when. It's one of those deals, like, you could be at a bar, and there's a game on, and then there's the fan who's the super fan, or even just the educated fan, and they think it's, like, dumb that the person next to him doesn't know who the weak side linebacker is for the Ravens. And you're like, well, I don't know.
Is the difference between not knowing who the weak side linebacker is?
What a terrible comparison. Yeah. The Ravens' weak side linebacker
or it's more like not knowing the starting quarterback of the other team. I don't know.
We're not going to get anywhere here.
Well, that's good, because we have to break.
Wow.
Here's Buck.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.